Welcome back to Afternoons on 2GB and 4BC or 2CC in Canberra, wherever you're listening to us. It is fantastic to have your company, Joe Hildebrand, with you for the rest of the afternoon until Deb Knight comes back tomorrow and I hand over to Chris O'Keefe at 3pm. But in the meantime, let's get into some of the big issues of the day. And one of them is this extraordinary ongoing snafu, omni-shambles, screw-up, balls-up, I don't know what you want to call it. No, not Novak Djokovic, but the Sydney Festival, which has been boycotted by a bunch of activist artists, I guess, for want of a better term, because a Jewish performer received $20,000 from the Israeli embassy. Doesn't seem particularly scandalous to me. And now it turns out that the Sydney Festival actually approached the Israeli embassy to get this $20,000 in funding for an Israeli performer. Again, seems pretty simple to me. And they're not going to give the money back, but they've apologized to the artists who are boycotting the festival, costing its money, costing its jobs, and hurting its reputation. And they've apologized to them? It's just all very weird and nonsensical to me. So I thought I'd call someone who might be able to make more sense of it. He's the author of The Anti-Israel Agenda, Inside the Political War on the Jewish State, and he's also the co-CEO of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Alex Rivchen joins us now in Afternoons. Hi, Alex, how are you?
I'm well, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Look, firstly, what do you make of this boycott in the first place? Do these artists have a point? Is Israel an apartheid state? Should we be rejecting this money on the basis that it's blood money?
Well, look, I mean, the artists, I feel a great deal of sympathy for. They didn't want to be in this position. You know, artists want to do what they do best, which is perform, and they have challenging enough financial circumstances as it is. But this was all brought about by a handful of anti-Israel activists, hardened activists, who over the years have engaged in a lot of harassment, a lot of threats, a lot of bullying, exactly of this kind, and a lot of smearing of the Jewish community in Australia and the State of Israel. And you mentioned the apartheid word. It's one of their favorite go-to smears, along with genocide and ethnic cleansing and poisoning the wells of Europe and controlling governments around the world. This is what they do. They try and associate Israel and the Jewish community with every popular conception of evil to bring people over to their side and to their version of hatred and bigotry. And like I said, the artists really and the organizers of the festival are put in a very uncomfortable position because they've been subjected to a concerted campaign of troll armies, of bullying, of threats, of harassment, and a lot of them don't know what to do or how to handle themselves.
And if the festival is effectively apologizing to the activists or apologizing to the artists who are doing the activists' bidding, what sort of message does that send to, well, not just Israel, but I imagine the Australian Jewish community?
Look, it sends a very dim and unfortunate message. I mean, whenever you deal with bullies of this sort, you need to counteract that with integrity and with fortitude and stand up to it. And if you fail to do that, then inevitably the bullies take strength from the moment and they do it again. And I think no doubt these activists will view this as something of a victory and they will look to do this again at future festivals, film festivals, artistic festivals and so forth. So it's important that people take a stand, tell them to get stuffed effectively and allow this to go no further.
Are you aware of the festival or artists appearing in the festival boycotting it or taking any similar action on the basis of any other countries or countries' embassies donating to their own nationals' artists?
I'm certainly not aware. I don't think it's ever happened. I mean, what has happened routinely in the past is the festival, which is pretty cash-strapped, as I'd imagine most of these artistic festivals tend to be. They operate on low budgets. They will approach embassies of different countries to get sponsorship for acts from performers of those countries. But only when Israel is mentioned, only when that tiny Jewish state, a third the size of Tasmania, comes into the equation, do we see this frenzy of hatred, these calls for boycotts, these threats and intimidation and harassment. But this is the nature, unfortunately, of being Jewish, of supporting the State of Israel. You're singled out, you're treated differently, and you're not subjected to the sort of treatment and the sort of rights and preferences given to other people.
I mean, I mentioned earlier in the show, I used to be, for a couple of years, the sponsor MC for Sydney Festival for their massive shows in the Domain, which would attract tens and tens of thousands of people from all over Sydney. It was all free. It was fantastic to have families there. And of course, you do need to raise money from wherever you can get it. And one of the major sponsors, a lot more than 20 grand, I can assure you, was China Southern Airlines, which is state-owned. And no one raised an eyebrow. No one had the slightest problem at all, despite obviously some pretty well-known human rights violations occurring in China. Why does Israel seem to attract such vicious opposition from, well, the left in particular?
Well, because it has nothing to do with human rights. It has nothing to do with justice or advancing the cause of peace. These activists, their concept of peace is what Yasser Arafat famously referred to as peace through Israel's destruction. That's their understanding of a just and peaceful outcome to this conflict. And they don't, if they cared truly for human rights, if they cared for international law, that they would uphold the right of the Jewish people to a national home in their ancestral land. They would target other countries with egregious human rights records, but they don't. They target the one state in the world that is the Jewish national home, and that says it all about what these people believe and what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I've got to say, it seems at the very least extremely selective and at the worst extremely hypocritical, given that a lot of these people are the ones who are saying that the arts and entertainment industry has been doing it tough and hasn't had enough support. And then when you have this incredible, great showcasing for Australian performers and Australian talent, they shut it down themselves and put people out of work. It seems insane. But anyway, Alex Riverton, thank you so much for joining us on Afternoons, and have a lovely weekend, mate.
Thanks so much, Joe. Cheers.
Thanks. Cheers. A lot. Take care. Yeah, give us a call. Let me know what you think. 131-873 is the number. And I got to say, and I'm not Jewish myself, although I've certainly been subject to plenty of attacks from right-wing extremists who think I am Jewish and neo-Nazis. And I certainly have a lot of sympathy with the Jewish community. But I've never seen this level of activism, animosity, ferocity directed at pretty much any other country. I mean, not even North Korea. It seems very, very strange that it's this tiny amount of money from this tiny country that has, you know, brought one of Australia's premier arts festivals to its knees. 131-873 is the number. Let me know your thoughts. Plenty of comments coming through. I'll get to them all after the break.